Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is 20 to 10 on Sunday. It's back at work day today. So I'm feeling a bit grumpy actually. I think it's time to get out of that place. The toxicity is growing. It's my first day back in with the new manager. And I reckon Gordon Racist, the chef, has been doing his very best to undermine everybody and to show us all in a negative light. Even blaming people who are no longer there for the things that he has done wrong, such as overpricing things. It's going to be a joyful day. But hey, I'll just go in there and do what I normally do. Things are going to change, and change is change. Change is not always good. But it may just prompt me to get off my arse and go do something more fulfilling. That's what I need right now. No disrespect to people who do that kind of work, but I'm better than that, and I need something in my life better than that. I need to feel like I'm making a difference somewhere. So the process I'm going through continues. I continue to work things out, and I think I am working things out. I'm sort of getting somewhere, even if it's just a level of uncomfortableness that motivates me to go and do something else. But certainly, I want a more creative life. I want a more fulfilling job, actually. Life outside of that is pretty much okay for me at the moment. My needs are met. I have some good people around me, so that's all pretty positive. It's really just the work thing, but we spend so much time at work, don't we? It's such a big part of our lives, and we often, I think, compromise way too much on what we do and who we do it with. More specifically, the changes that are going on at the pub are very much about the who's, not the what's. And it just goes to show how dreadful a place can be if you get one toxic person in a team. It just drags everyone down. And actually, he seems to be single-handedly dragging down the pub at the moment. I know we didn't have many bookings on Friday for today. Probably half of what we normally do. And I wonder how much of that is about the hygiene rating. I'm sure that information will already be out in the public domain, because I know someone would have told someone, and then that someone would have told someone else. Oh, it's two magpies. Three magpies today, and a pigeon, and two pigeons. So yes, it's just a case of going in and seeing how the land lies, I think, for me today. Seeing how I feel about the whole thing. I don't have much more to say, so I'm going to go. It's quite windy now. It's warmer today, but feels just as cold because of the wind. The temperature's up, but the wind is also up. Catch you all next time. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast. A podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.